guest tonight, actor and comedian Pauly Shore, songwriter Jimmy Jam, recording artist Tracy Dawn, and from the band Guster, Ryan Miller.
Okay. All right, the band is Guster, the CD is Lost and Gone Forever, and he is Ryan Miller. There it is. Ryan Miller.
How's it going?
Good. So hard to get out of Bill Gates. It's easy to get into him. All right, a popular singer-songwriter. Her website is TracyDawn.com, and her new CD is called Poetic Aftermath. Tracy Dawn, Tracy. How are you, young lady? Nice to meet you. He is a talented songwriter and Grammy Award-winning producer, Mr. Jimmy Jam, right over here. Jimmy, how are you, sir? Good to meet you. And a very funny comedian. He'll be at the Montreal Comedy Festival on July 20th and 21st. Our buddy, Mr. Pauly Shore, right over here. What's up? Pauly. Okay. So, geez, do I look somewhat normal now? I know. Well, as luck would have it, talking about Bill Gates, there is in the news this week a scientist, or I guess he's a professor, I don't know what he is, a doctor, he's a doctor, Dr. Nick. He works at a hospital, and he is the first one to identify basically being a nerd as a disorder. He calls it PDD, Pervasive Developmental Disorder. And he says, you know, this is like any other disorder we have in our society. It's a syndrome now. Concludes things like speaking in a highly formed monotone, avoiding eye contact, having trouble interacting with people.
Well, the thing is about nerds, because I was a nerd when I was growing up as a kid. I mean, as far as I wasn't on the football team, I wasn't the guy with the spiked hair, Chad number 7, the quarterback. You know, I wasn't that guy. So I know what it's like to be a nerd. Do you understand? I was. My name's Pauly, for instance. You know, my middle name's Montgomery. My last name's Shore. PMS. You know what I mean? So I felt the nerd thing. But the thing that's cool about nerds is now nerds are happening. So, you know, look at Beck. Beck, for instance, who's a great musician, you know, was a nerd, and now he's just the king. So, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if you're suppressed or you're put down in school, you know, or whatever, you're a nerd, or you got all these weird monotone problems.
Did you have trouble making eye contact, though?
Yeah, of course.
I had trouble making eye contact until about 1990. I mean, I don't know why that has to be.
So it's good and bad. I mean, a lot of the people that aren't nerds, I think, are suffering now because they had it so easy and so good when they were younger.
You're right. I mean, people who do well in high school, invariably, that is their peak.
It's Revenge of the Nerds
it is
now.
Their peak.
It's Revenge of the Nerds now, though, for real.
Lewis and Gilbert will be joining in, and the girls of the Moo will be singing along.
Yeah.
I mean, it spoke. Were you a nerd? Were you a nerd?
I don't think so.
No.
The only black nerd ever was Urkel. That's
Webster? Arnold?
Webster. Webster was Webster was just deformed, wasn't he? I mean,
wasn't a nerd though.
But whether it's a disorder or it's not a disorder, the point is people are born the way that they're born. That you got to make the best. You got to make the best of what you're given. And the fact is that a lot of nerds are actually cooler than the people that people think that are cool.
Do you think it's a disorder though? I mean, do we want to start naming personalities and calling it disorder?
You do if you work for a drug company. If you work for a drug company and you think you have the cure to this now, see, because as soon as you create something, there has to be a cure for it. So I think it sounds very like a conspiracy.
See, I can't get into all the colleges because I have this nerd disorder, and so I need a special scholarship now.
You also don't want to screw with the nerds, because the nerds now are the ones that are doing the things that are all messed up in these high schools too. Do you understand?
I do.
I mean, they're the ones.
Nerd basher. You're a nerd basher.
I do. But they're the ones, seriously.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, they're the ones. I mean, they're the ones that are doing a lot of the things that are pretty much out there. They're the ones that are got these crazy minds. So, I don't know. I mean,
but don't you think this whole thing is just, I mean, biological determinism gone wrong? We're just looking for a biological excuse for all these social disorders that are coming up.
Yes.
I think that's the problem right there, is that.
Yeah.
Go team!
Right.
Is that any time something wrong, anytime something goes wrong, if you're a nerd or you're not good at sports or you're an alcoholic now, it's you have these genes that push you in that direction.
Not just wrong, just different. You know, we seem to want everybody to be the same. Every kid should be some
replica. Because it's such a slippery slope. You go down this, and now we're going to have this report card now in utero. It's going to come out, and it's not that far away. We're going to be able to test for all these things, including your ability to be social, how good looking you are, your ability to be athletic. Mm. And it's so slippery once you start looking at this stuff and you think, oh, okay, well, my kid in utero scored an 87, and that's not good enough for a Rockefeller. You know, and you have this idea of what's perfect, and it's so dangerous. And we're not big enough now to be able to deal with it.
That's what is, to me, the biggest problem that kids today should look out for. And they shouldn't listen to me. I'm wearing this nerd sweater. But, you know, it is. It's conformity. Like saying, you're a nerd, so we should change you. That's a disorder. Right. I would like to give a pill to the perky cheerleader.
Same in high school without the cheerleaders.
What's that?
Ball games wouldn't be the same without the cheerleaders.
I never went to a ball game in high school, and I am so proud of
it. Aww. I love basketball. Go Lakers.
Yeah, well, they made it to the pros. They're worth watching. I have to take a commercial. We will be right back. Every year about this time, the Southern Baptists meet. They have their convention. They say something outrageous, and we get a segment. last year, they said women should submit graciously to their husbands. They're a little...
Submit?
Submit was the word.
Meaning,
hey. You know what it means. Submit. Women should submit graciously.
I don't think submission's a bad thing. I enjoy submission to my husband. I do. He's awesome. Why can't I submit to him?
But that's a choice that you've made, not something that's being put on.
I don't think the Southern Baptists are pushing their choice on anyone else. They're just saying, this is our deal.
Yeah, okay, but, all right, so, anyway.
Good deal.
So, last year they also, and to their credit, last year the Southern Baptists formally apologized for their racist past. Which they had, but they have a sexist future that is unlimited because this year they made news now because they said women basically can't be pastors of the church. They said it's unbiblical. I'd never heard that word before, unbiblical. I guess it's like unladylike in the church. But women not being able to be pastors, do you think that's also okay?
That's not... Women are doing everything now. So for them not to be able to do that, I think is stupid. I think they should be able to do everything. Do you understand? They got basketball leagues. They're boxing now. They're doing everything. Why can't they be a pastor?
Well, you're probably the only one that's going to argue.
Well, I
agree with this statement.
Well, I think that women should be able to minister from the pulpit to men and women. Of course, if they're teaching grade schoolers about history and English and science, why can't they also share about their faith and teach spiritual things? So I'm totally for that. I personally don't want to go to a church where. Thank you.
No, I just love the bangs. No, I love the bangs. I'm sorry.
I'm listening to you.
You're listening, but your other side of you is actually doing the patronization that you are condemning with your other mouth.
I was just doing what you told me to do. You were kicking me the whole time to do it.
I was not. I've never touched you except accidentally. Anyway, what were you saying?
I thought we were having a conversation.
We'll continue.
Hey, we got to throw in some entertainment once in a while, too.
Okay. I think we've covered that.
Okay.
No, come on. We'll book
here's
you.
What
anyway,
I was
here
say.
We go.
I like going to a church where women are in leadership because I enjoy women being leaders, of course. But I don't know that I could personally go to a church where a woman was the top CEO, head of the whole deal. And that's because...
Which would be the pastor,
which would be the head pastor.
Right.
I like the pastor to be a man, and the men, women,
I'm
all
sorry to
alone.
Interrupt, but it's just... You're just... it's just a semantic argument that women can't hold that one role. That's all you're talking about.
Well, here's right. why. Because
which, just
that
say that, and then we can sort of go the next
she
step.
She is, and she's going to, and explain.
I think it's because we're women are very emotional. We're emotionally driven creatures, and that's how we differ from men. And that's why when things get tough, it's beautiful to submit to my husband, because I can be very emotional, and that can cloud my vision and cloud my direction.
But are you saying that women can't be our president of the United States?
Yeah, woman president.
No, I'm not saying that.
Do you think there could be a woman president?
Wait a second. The woman can't...
I don't know that I would vote for a woman president. She'd have to be pretty spectacular.
You think we could have President Hillary Clinton but not Pastor Fuzz?
Well, I only say that because I'm not trying to enforce...
Separation of church and state.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
What about though, that... Okay, you're saying that you wouldn't necessarily like to see a female pastor.
Myself personally, but I'm not against it.
Then you feel that they should allow. No, I know, but they should allow, right? And what was the term biblical? What?
Unbiblical.
Unbiblical.
We're just gonna go into a big Bible bashing thing right now.
No, I
can feel it.
I have my Bible right here, and I
mean, basically, what you're talking about is a literal translation of the Bible,
right?
Which is so dangerous because it's a huge book, and it contradicts itself over and over and over.
A million silly fairy tales,
and that's what they're talking about.
Is it like having a woman rabbi, kind of like that? Like for the Jewish people?
Can there be
a woman rabbi?
Of course there can.
So that's okay?
Well, in the Reform part of Judaism.
But I think what is interesting is that a lot of women do feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
I'm not alone.
But, no, you're certainly not alone. and when you express it, you get busted by the union. Which I, of course, you know,
right.
which I mean is the other women who are Stalinists, and they feel like everyone should agree with the one, and that's as bad as, frankly, what you're saying, which is quite frankly bad too. But, at least you should be allowed to say it without being shouted down.
Well, we're in the United States of America, aren't we?
Right. People say, why haven't we had a woman president? Because women don't vote for women. That's the dirty secret of politics. Mm. Women don't
Some
vote for women.
Some women don't vote for women.
Lots of them. Not enough to ever elect one.
That's true.
Hillary Clinton is not doing especially well with women.
Right.
And if you think of anyone would get that vote, it would be Hillary Clinton. Women are saying, I don't think so.
But maybe she's not a woman choice that I would vote for.
What's this?
But maybe Hillary isn't just not because she's a woman, but because of who she is, I wouldn't choose to vote for her.
Oh, you don't like her at all?
No, I'm not against her. I didn't like the other segment bashing her earlier in the week, but you know, we're very different in our thinking, of course.
What about her as a pastor?
I think that's sort of an oxymoron. I don't know.
All right, we got to take a commercial, and we'll be right back. Bill Gates back here with you. We were talking about double standards. I got a good one for you, especially with you, all you musical types, and you, young hipster.
That's just for sure. That's tight.
So you're all familiar with Mr. Eminem, who is writing the charts. And
Where's
also,
his album at now?
It's number one.
How many has it sold?
It's sold
3.1
like,
million.
Yeah. I mean,
another
Eminem,
600 and
you know
some
why,
thousand.
You know why it sold that much?
Why?
Because it's good. That's why.
All right.
Okay.
I am not arguing with his artistic viability. Here is the thing. He is very, let me just say, anti-gay, or it sounds anti-gay. He says things like, you faggots keep egging me on till I have you at knife point. Then you beg me to stop. He says things like, and you may have to cut some of these words, I'm not sure which ones. I'll knock faggots out. Things like that. Okay. My point is, Dr. Laura, who is also anti-gay, gets boycotted by GLAD. Dr. Laura has to go off the air. Paramount has to get rid of the... Procter & Gamble won't sponsor her show for what she says. And she says they're gays or deviant, whatever she says. Similar message. But Eminem... Nobody says anything.
Right,
GLAD. No, and why? Because he's young, he's cool, and because it's coming out of my brain, man.
I mean, somehow he gets a pass and she doesn't. That is weird and wrong.
The difference is that she's got a, she, it was a show, a radio show, correct?
So?
Okay, he's doing an album. It's one thing. It's one
piece
of product. It's not.
It's both it's the
his,
product.
Wait, is his album sponsored by Procter & Gamble or some M&M's
no,
or nothing?
No, but Glad.
No, it's not sponsored by. It's just an album. It's him speaking the way he wants to speak.
Right.
But this is a show that needs to have stuff to keep the show going, and that stuff isn't on part of Eminem's album. There's no. His album's not sponsored by, like, Pampers or anything.
I understand that. I understand that.
He's just an artist. He's
speaking
his mind.
Why isn't Glad getting involved? Why aren't they pissed off about it?
Because they have nothing to do with putting
with
his album out.
That's true.
You know, his record label. Maybe they should boycott his record label.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they don't want to because the record's doing
great.
Well, the record label's
because
not going to...
It's a good album.
Because it's a good album and because the record label is going to has the biggest selling rap debut in history.
You know
the
record, the labels.
If the gay hierarchy is so upset about people making anti-gay remarks, why don't they go after someone who's young, hip, and cool?
They have before. They
They're
have
not.
Before. They did it with Lenny Bruce. They did
Lenny
it with
Bruce.
Sam.
Lenny Bruce.
No, listen.
Lenny Bruce died in 1967.
It doesn't matter. It's the same concept. Every 3 or 4 years, someone comes out and says the truth. Okay, and that's the reality. His truth.
I think they're just afraid of the gangsters. They're gangsters.
No, they're not afraid of the gangsters.
Who's gangsters?
I think a lot of rappers are the gangsters of the entertainment business, and people are afraid of them.
No,
they can bash other artists, and then you get NSYNC on there, and they're too afraid to say, well, you know, he's pretty talented.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
He has nothing to do with it? Nothing?
Every 3 or 4 years. Dr. Laura's mainstream. I mean, you're talking about mainstream.
Number one record is not mainstream?
It's pretty mainstream.
No, it's really not, though, because when you think about how many people in the whole United States, I mean, selling 2 million copies of something.
And also these kids buy a couple albums.
My mom is into Eminem big time.
Oh, no, I'm saying. No, I'm not saying. He's got fans.
Mom, could you turn that down? I'm trying to talk to you. I have to take a commercial. I'm so sorry. Can you say what you were going to say in 5 seconds?
Yeah, I was just going to say that Eminem is an artist, and he is out there making art where Dr. Laura is a talking head, and I think there's a
Monday,
I think there's a
Wayne Brady, Rocco Gotti, Beth Littleford, and Tatiana Ali.
I'm just going to keep talking all the way.